What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Rant Raven review. It's a recap show. We're going to be talking about The Walking Dead. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And it finally returned last night on Valentine's Day. Yes, it's like the second half of season, what, six, I believe. I'm not going to be doing it by myself, even though I could, but I wouldn't torture you guys out there because you'd be like, oh my God, you talk so much. But I do have my friend Kristen all the way from Miami. She's going to be joining me all the time, every time, right?
Yes, correct.
You can check out her stuff on accordingtokristen.com. Normally, we have Brancy with us. She was a host from the first half of the season, but apparently she's like, I got responsibilities. either that
and her job hates her.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm hearing. But if they need her to open up on certain days, that's a positive thing, right? Mm. Okay. The next one we have Jesus or Jesus normally joins us, but he's like, I'm Hollywood. I've only wanted to do really past till season three, so I don't want to be with you guys anymore. So Jesus is no longer going to be joining us just because he's just like overwhelmed with work and everything else. But he will return, Kristen, to us for Fear of the Walking Dead. So that'll be a good thing. So we got our notes, and I can tell you're just like a little firecracker.
I know. All quiet. I'm like, get through this intro.
Hurry I know. Up. I just gotta let everybody know because hey, Brancy I think has like two fans, and Jesus has one, a little old lady. So I gotta let them know where they're at. Now we just lost them. So we're going to be recapping the show, the Sunday night show, every Monday. It'll be Kristen and I. We haven't decided what time, but it looks like it's going to be roughly about 5:30 Central Time because I'm in Houston and she's Miami. So we're going to be doing that. So expect to see a post every week for the remaining Walking Dead episodes. And this episode, the premiere, the episode was called No Way Out. Now, before I was at work last night, and I knew it was starting, and everybody's like, are you going to get home? We can watch it. I was like, shut up. No, I'm going to get home, and I'm watching home. So I get home late, and about 8:30, I'm at my wife's parents' house picking up my son because they were watching him, and I get a text from my sister at 8:30 going, OMG, The Walking Dead. So I'm like, oh, crap, the texts are already starting.
So and I then you got one from me.
Yes, I did. And then I text my sister back and I was like, is it crazy? She's like, I'm so pissed off. And I go, I'm not watching it. I'm going to put it on silent. So I get home and sure enough, I just kind of glance at my phone and I see the group text that you, me, Jesus, and Brancy are on. And I'm just seeing, and I'm like, no, I can't look. And then I see a text from you like, if you're not watching it, don't go online. It was like that horror movie, the text on the children. So I knew, and I told my wife, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Everybody is going crazy. So we finally put out my son down to sleep. Everything's good to go. I get on my phone and I start watching it and we'll get to it. But I watched the first, you know, it was like 7 minutes when we get Daryl and his bazooka. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I grab my phone and then I've seen all y'all's text messages again. And I'm like, okay, let me avoid that. Get on Twitter now watching The Walking Dead. And I'm like, put my phone down and I didn't check it. So I appreciate you warning me, like always.
No problem. Yeah, me and Branson were texting each other. We're like, oh my God, we had to warn you to stay away. But then we're like, we can't give any kind of spoilers because we were like, Mike will have our heads.
Yes.
If we say anything. So we're like, we shot you a warning.
I saw that. That was good. I appreciate it. I stay offline. Once the show starts, I don't even – and I close my eyes and I'll hit Twitter and then I'll do a tweet and then I put my phone down because I don't want – No.
So, yeah, and last night was crazy.
In fact, I just told my wife hasn't watched it. We're going to watch it. I'm going to watch it again. This will be her first time. She's been avoiding online. She went to one of our properties, one of the sports bars, and they started talking about it at the bar, and she like ran out of there. So I was like, hun, me and Kristen are about to recap. You better go in the other room with the baby and read a book and close the door because
– Put some headphones on.
Put some headphones on. So, yes, this episode, the premiere – let's just start off. You and I think we're tweeting back and forth last night afterwards. I think you and I both agree probably our all-time favorite episode of the entire series.
Definitely.
Now, would you say this is the best premiere episode?
Well, yeah. Oh my God. It was my favorite episode by far.
it's
premiere, finale, anything.
Yeah. Yeah, this, oh my gosh. I have my notes, and I've highlighted what I want to bring up. And then, of course, I know you like to go into sometimes more detail than I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a man. I just keep it simple. but yes, the beginning of this, I didn't even expect it. Look, because see, right now we're getting introduced to Negan's crew, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about it in the past of like, is it going to be Glenn that's going to die by the hands of Negan? But Daryl doesn't exist. Will they kill Daryl? So like this whole episode, I'm like, literally like glued, like who are they going to take out?
Yeah.
You know? And, did you think in the beginning Daryl, Sasha, or Abraham were in trouble?
Well, it's funny because I wrote down the guy that was like threatening them to me wasn't very threatening at all.
No, he's a little
sounded like a little bitch.
He was a little shit. Like he was like picked on all through life, and then the zombie apocalypse happens, and now he's cool or something.
Yeah, I mean, I did like when he's like eating shit. he gave Abraham that speech.
Oh, but Abraham was about to rip off his head.
Yeah, I know.
You could tell.
For a split second, I might have been a little bit worried just because they had that guy had so many other people behind him, and those people look threatening.
Oh, yeah. Somebody in that group. Him. Yeah, the guy with the head, the little cross-eyed that was looking down the little lazy eye, he was scarier than this guy.
Exactly.
So, and then. Yeah,
for a second, I was a little worried, but.
Dude, when you don't even see Daryl, you're just like watching, and then the guy's like, you know what? I changed my. I was like, where the hell did that come from?
Yep.
And there's Daryl with his freaking bazooka gun.
Daryl with the save.
Oh my gosh. That was just awesome. I was a little worried when he got cut because I was like, whoa, how deep is that? Is that going to, is he bleeding a lot? Oh, I was scared. You know, because even like I think when Glenn got in the car at the end of this episode, he saw that he had gotten, you know, stabbed. So I'm like, oh, is Glenn seeing something we don't see? What's going on here? But amazing balls. That was the first 7 minutes I tweeted out. It was just, oh, man, that was just awesome. Because I was thinking, how are they going to get out of this? Because I was talking about it at my job because we were talking a friend of mine who does radio named Chili. We were like, what's going to happen? Are they going to be taken prisoner? Are they going to take the truck? Or, you know, and we were, is Negan going to beat up Daryl? I mean, it was just going, and then, no, we were totally wrong.
Yes.
Daryl just said, shut up, everybody. I'm going to kill everybody with a bazooka. The second thing for me, big giant moment, which I thought that was going to be the moment, but then, you know, of course we have the ending of this. So we got the crew forming a little elephant line like Ringling Barley Bailey Circus. And then all of a sudden, Sam, which I have to admit, it was kind of Carol's fault this all happened. But all of a sudden he starts hearing voices, which is Carol's voice.
Mm-hmm.
He starts seeing up close zombies. And then when he starts freaking out, did you think it was going to happen at that magnitude of all chaoticness?
No. No, and you know what? Because in the finale, when they showed it, for some reason, when I watched the finale and then when I watched this episode,
right,
him calling Jesse seemed to happen at like a different time.
Oh, it was. It was like right when they were walking down the front of the porch.
Oh, yeah,
they tricked us.
But, yeah, exactly. And so I was like, when is this happening? Because then I thought it was like him maybe thinking that this was happening.
Right.
But it wasn't really. Oh. So me and Brancy were like texting each other like, is this happening? Is this for real?
Jesus. Well, yeah, because as soon as I saw them coming out of that and then they were walking, I was like, okay, so they already skipped it. Because that's what we were all thinking. Like, oh, my God, when it returns, it's going to be on. But it wasn't. So it was like a little trickery from the writers and the director. So then when Sam is freaking out and gets bit, what was going through your mind?
Honestly, I thought about you because you said, is this going to be the first kid?
And it was.
And it was.
But you know what? I felt kind of bad. Like, you know, this whole time, anybody that knows me, I had been saying I wanted Sam gone. He just didn't. You know what? It was like a mercy killing.
Yeah.
You know, he just wasn't ready for this world.
No, he wasn't. But he should have gone with Gabriel.
He should have. He